Friday, the 16th of May, 1913. $1,000 offered Burns to take Fagan case, Atlanta. Georgian Friday, May 16th, 1913. Subscriptions from persons who withhold names increases the fund other rewards. The fund inaugurated to bring W.J. Burns, the renowned detective, to Atlanta to clear the Fagan mystery, was augmented Friday by contributions which bring the total close to the 1,000 mark. More than 6 substantial subscriptions from persons who asked that their names be withheld have been received. The fund thus far made public is The Georgian, $100. The Constitution, $100. Homer George, $10. The Georgian will be glad to receive contributions to the Burns Fund and repeats its offer of $500 reward, in addition to the $100 subscribed above, for exclusive information leading to the capture of the Slayer. In addition to the straight fund designed to bring Burns to Atlanta, the reward of $1,000 offered by the city and the $200 reward offered by the state still holds. Other rewards also have been offered. Colonel Felder's announcement that Burns had signified definitely his willingness to come to Atlanta to undertake a solution of the mystery has revived public interest in the somewhat flagging hunt for Mary Fagan's slayer. Felder offers fee. Persons who have stood willing to contribute a fund Friday expressed a desire to swell the Burns total. Colonel Felder has asserted that he will give his fee, as attorney for the prosecution, toward bringing Burns here, and will assist personally in the campaign for money sufficient to assure the great detective's presence in Atlanta. While Mr. Felder will not make public the names of persons who have sent him money for the Burns Fund, he said that the first contribution had come from several prominent Atlanta women who agreed to subscribe more if need be.